Feeling the Love. That's the doxology prelude off of Harold Green's new CD, Love. And Harold Green of Greenhouse Ministry is in the studio along with Wednesday and Friday co-host Pastor Jason Schiffo. Harold Green is a singer, songwriter, artist, worship leader, instructor, and executive producer, I see, as I'm looking at this wonderful CD. Wow, I love the graphics. I love the story, the timeline, how you put this together. And you're going to be featured at our great event in a couple days at Lincoln Square Mall at 6:15. And so I wanted to, again, introduce you to our radio listening family. You've been used of God in so many different ways, and we've been blessed by your music ministry and just your heart for the Lord. You got in here to the studio a little earlier, and you and I were talking about using our gifts to God's glory and the entrapments of pride, and sometimes when we get self-absorbed, and you've really ministered to me, and I almost wanted to have you lead off with that. There's a sweet, sweet spirit as you, Jason, and I prayed up this program and are desiring that the Lord would use it to bless people. You're very gifted, Harold, and I appreciate your attitude and your interest in extending God's kingdom influence and power in various churches as you lead with ministry, as you teach musicians. And we're going to maybe talk a little about the Greenhouse Ministry. But Jason, you said this would be a great time to have Harold in the studio and share his new CD with our listeners, and the fact that you said, Mark, what do you have as far as musicians that'll be presenting at the big event? And I said, well, the singing men of GNN. And you said, well, what about somebody beforehand while they're eating cake? And I said, who do you have in mind? And here's Harold Green with us.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I just love Harold, and I love not only Harold as a musician, because he's gifted as a musician, I mean, clearly, but his heart for the Lord. And I think that's even more important, because that's the wellspring from how this gift works itself out into our lives, into the lives of our listeners, as you opened up with the doxology. And I mean, you can just feel your passion coming through, and there's no words even being spoken. And this morning we both got our first chance to see the CD and got our chance to look through it, and I just love that it is a God glorifying CD. I mean, even before I've listened to it, but as I've just gone through and looked at the packaging, in the thank yous, Jesus gets the first thank you. And I think that that's so important, because so often we forget that Jesus needs to get our best. And so when I have the most energy to give a thank you, when I have the most energy to praise and lift up that name, sometimes I exalt other things or lesser things than Jesus. And I love, Harold, that you do that, that the work of your fingers is the work of his hands working itself out in and through your life. And so maybe you could give us a little bit of a background. I mean, how did this CD come about, and how... This is a long project, number one. One thing, when I see your Facebook posts about the CD, and the CD is called The Love Project, or on the cover of the CD it says Love. But as I look at the timeline on the inside, and I think about how many different seasons of life and years that have gone in, this is a labor of love.
Yeah. You know, I first had the idea, I believe that it was a divine inspiration, that my first solo project. I've done a number of professional recordings as an artist. One was a jazz instrumental. I worked on an all-original project with some other guys. But this is really the first Harold Green project. And the vision I had for this first project was to tell my story, my testimony. Mm-hmm. You know, that's how this message goes out, is through our words and through our story and how God is shaping and impacting our own lives, so that people would consider the gospel for their own lives.
Is that scary?
Yes.
That you put your life onto this disc? Yeah. I mean, it really is. I mean, if people follow the timeline and they look at that, this is your life.
Absolutely.
Good and bad and hard and difficult, yeah, and glorious.
Yeah, it is scary. But that's how I got it, was that this was not to just be a collection of music or some display of whatever, but this was to tell a story.
And scary, not that you were so much afraid, but you were going to have to lean into God and find your strength and the wherewithal to pull this together to his, yeah, glory. And it's sometimes kind of terrifying or frightful. Lord, I want to do this to your glory, but I'm inept or I'm weak, or how's it going to come together?
Yeah, it's scary on every level. I had no idea how we were going to do the project, how it was all going to happen. But essentially, I told my story using songs that I've written throughout my entire life. And we went back and even did songs I wrote when I was a teenager. Mm-hmm. and throughout the 90s, and then some worship songs I wrote in the 2000s, and even Angela, which was written very recently. But one of the most fun parts about this was that I got to work with musicians. I went back and actually played, had guys do tracks for the project who had done tracks on the original projects from back in 1988.
Wow.
I had the same rhythm section that played with me at Berklee College of Music in 1988 play on the song Man Inside Me on the project. And there's other examples of that kind of thing, too, where people from my past came back. And
so how does that play itself out? Because I have to believe that the Harold Green of the 1980s is not the Harold Green of today. And so when you get in back in the room with these guys who you played with then, and today, you're saying, look, I'm telling this story, but this story now includes a new person, and his name is Jesus Christ.
Right. Well, it's absolutely an opportunity to tell my story. And I think a lot of my audience is musicians. I think the way that musicians relate is through the music itself.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's nothing happening musically, they're not really going to listen to your message.
Sure.
So yeah. I wanted to make sure, like we did songs like Fliberty Flew, that my musician friends and people in the music community could really get excited about.
Mm-hmm.
But it ultimately leads to that, you know, well, what's the heart of this project? And it gives me a chance to tell of, you know, how God has really changed my life.
Well, we have 2 days of sharing you with our radio listening family, and we want to have you feature some of these songs off of this Love Project, because it's going to be available, I think, for $10 at our event on April 7th, and you'll be presenting in the food court at Lincoln Square Mall at about 6:15. So how about picking out a song and telling us a little of the background of it?
Well, I think I'll play this song called To Worship You. And the background, I was in a really big transition in my life. I had kind of like, the best way I can describe it is divine encounters with the Spirit of God, and God really opened up the meanings of the Word to me in my meditation times, and He was really revolutionizing my heart. And I was learning to walk by faith. And it was really a tenuous time, though, because that's kind of a wild ride. And there's not always a ton of people going, yeah, you should totally walk by faith. You know, I mean, even
that's not popular in the American system.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and even in the church, you know, we're all growing in the faith. You know, some of your friends are hip to that and ready for you to make that next step and maybe a little ahead of you. And this guy was that friend for me, and his name is Ben Ward. And he was just at Northwoods for a short time. I was the music director there, and he came as a music pastor. But he was ahead of me in that he had been walking by the Spirit and walking by faith for a season before I, you know, sort of, I was the newcomer to the whole scene. And we did this incredible thing where we would just gather and play music unto God.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a jam session. It wasn't, a performance. I mean, in fact, it would sometimes just be me and him and maybe one other guy. And we would just worship God with all our hearts playing music. And this song was kind of born out of that heart. It's called To Worship You.
Mm-hmm.
We see your glory. We sing your praise. We give you honor. We seek your face. In this place, we hear your voice calling. Feel your Spirit falling. There's nothing we'd rather do. Oh, there's nothing we'd rather do than to worship you. To worship worship you. Is it your pleasure? Do you delight if we bring our treasure, or a heart may rise, or a heart may rise. We hear your voice calling, we feel your spirit falling. There's nothing we'd rather do. There's nothing we'd rather do than to worship. We feel your spirit falling. We hear your voice calling. There's nothing we'd rather do. Oh, there's nothing we'd rather do. Lord, there's nothing we'd rather do. Than to worship you. Oh, we worship. We give you honor, God. All glory and praise to the one saved us, Jesus. We lift your name.
And all of God's people said,
amen. Harold, you have your new CD that's going to be coming out and going to be available at the Big Birthday Bash on April 7th. And you're going to be there from 6:15 to roughly 6:45, 6:50, playing selections off this and some of the other things that you do, some worship songs and that. But Harold, walking me through the packaging on your CD is beautiful. I mean, it really is. I mean, it reminds me, one of the things I always tell people, I grew up as a rock and roll kid. My mom was a child of the 60s and the early 70s. And I remember she had this huge shelf, and it had one, two, three, maybe five or six shelves high, packed with albums. Mm-hmm. And I remember as a young kid taking those albums out and opening them. They were almost like storybooks, yeah, because so much time was put into albums at the time that, you know, I'd unfold these gatefold covers and look at all the pictures and wonder about them. And then in addition, there was music. Yeah. I mean, it was like a twofold experience.
Yeah.
And one of the first things that happened this morning is when you handed Mark and I a copy of your CD, I opened up this kind of threefold, gatefold, and I was like, wow, it reminds me of holding an album just a little smaller. So what was really the heart behind the packaging? Because it's an experience.
That's right. And I feel like, you know, in music, we've been into this kind of trend where, you know, you buy an album off of iTunes, you never get the experience. You know, I remember looking at the album cover. If I played an album and it was a 50-minute play, the entire 50 minutes gazing at the cover, the liner notes, every lyric, seeing who wrote the song, who played bass, you know, what studio they recorded it in. I mean, we drank it up, every bit of information, and we all sort of were like trivia junkies on our favorite bands.
Right.
And we could say, well, you know, this guy from this band ended up playing drums in this group. And, you know, we had this whole, like, knowledge of the artists that we followed. And I wanted some of that experience of opening up that old experience of going to the album. And the experience itself tells a story because, you know, the pictures at the bottom really actually are the timeline of my testimony, as are the songs. But I really think that people miss out, you know, when they go strictly digital. In fact, you know, a lot of artists are actually pressing LPs again.
Yeah.
Vinyl.
It's become very popular.
Come back. Yeah.
It's really become popular. Mm-hmm. Well, one of the other things that just kind of, maybe you wouldn't think this right off the bat, but I'm just going to make this comment regarding the CD, is not only did I think, like, gosh, how beautiful it is and how it reminds me of the albums that I had as a kid and looked at as a kid, but I could give this to somebody, and it would be like giving them a tract.
Yeah.
Because right when I open up the gatefold cover, it says, love is a call, a deep yearning to know our Creator God. And right away, the Bible teaches God is love. Mm-hmm. And it begins to talk about that. And if I take the CD out to go listen to it, I already mentioned this, but I get this thank you that I can hardly believe I get to be His friend, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I mean, you spend the first paragraph of the thank yous as a testimony to Jesus' work in your life. And so this CD, when I look at it, when I open up the cover, it's like a tract. I mean, somebody who is a non-believer who might say, I heard this Harold Green song and I really like it. I want to hear some more. And they pick this up, and if they spend any time in the notes or any time inside here, they hear the gospel. The gospel's being given. I just feel like that's so powerful because the Bible says in word and deed. And so the liner notes here really are the words. People will read that and they'll interact with it one way. But then there's kind of the deeds being worked out in the album, the musical notes and what your fingers have done, what your hands have done inside of here that bear another testimony. It's almost like a twofold testimony to the glory of God. And so I really like that. I mean, when I think about it, I just thought when I was looking at it, I thought, gosh, I could hand this to somebody who doesn't believe.
Right.
You know, and it's so funny because we've had these conversations before that there are a number of popular songs that are out there that people wouldn't even realize that they are faith-based songs, that they're songs that people, and they get the hook in their head or there's a lyric that kind of grabs them, and they don't realize they're actually worshiping God. They're singing a song about God because that artist is singing that song for that reason.
Yeah, I've been very blessed that some of the people that I've listened to, look, you put, I don't know how, maybe hundreds of hours. I don't know what the figure is, but I poured a lot of my time into making these tracks, mixing these tracks, playing these tracks, organizing the production of the project, et cetera, financial resources, et cetera. And you just don't know. Like, at the end of the day, people might listen to it and go, man, this is awful. you hope that people like it, but that's just the reality. But you know what? Really touched me is a couple of people that listened to this said, I really felt the transformation as I listened to the album. And a couple of people have remarked that by the time they got to Angela and the doxology at the end, that they were literally being moved to tears just by the music,
Both of which we may air on tomorrow's edition of Mark and Friends, because we want to keep you around, and you're going to be at the food court at Lincoln Square Mall this Thursday, and your CDs are going to be available for $10 there, which is a great price, Jason, because you can buy multiple copies, give them to your friends, but if they want to find out more about your music ministry, they can stop by HaroldGreenMusic.com, HaroldGreenMusic.com, but better yet, tune in again tomorrow, and then also join us this Thursday at the food court at Lincoln Square Mall at 6:15 p.m. as Harold will be a part of a pre-event event. And you can learn more at greatnewsradio.org. But thank you and stick around and we'll pick up where we left off today at the same point today. I don't know how that all works, but tune in tomorrow and you'll hear some more music and maybe close out with an instrumental or something as we say thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Pastor Jason Schiffo, and Harold Green with the Ministry of Great News Radio.